Deuteronomy chapter 6. Indeed, it's such a delight to have another baby born in a Christian family. Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Lord has some instructions to all of us here today. Verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." That's his standard. That's what God wants. Now, verse 6. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." It's a privilege to have wonderful children, and also for the children, unbeknown to them, it's a privilege to have Christian parents, because Christian parents are encouraged by the Lord to do exactly what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'm confident that the Moses are going to do exactly that. Our Father, we are so delighted to see in person your Moses today for the first time. We thank you for him. We thank you for the parents. We thank you for his siblings. We thank you for all parents. We thank you for everyone here who is here to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his death. His death is so precious, Lord, to us. It means eternal life. It means enjoying eternity with him and with our holy and righteous God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would indeed listen to your words and teach. Teach our children. Take advantage of time and teach, Lord, that if the Lord be not come, that there would be effective witnesses here upon earth, upon this wicked planet, Lord, and proclaim the gospel, the good news of salvation, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, and without him there is no Savior. We thank you for your Moses, and we thank you for the parents, and again we thank you for everyone here. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray and give you thanks. Amen. Mm-hmm.